Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've been talking about so many things in the news. I want to talk about something a little different, and we'll get back to, you know, Penn State and that loss.
Right.
And the team and the Franklin interview, and we'll get back to that because we did talk about that a bit in the first 2 hours. And the protests, quite a few, and a lot of people turning out across America this weekend. But I do want to talk about this book, Nobody's Girl, by Virginia Roberts Giuffre, the late Virginia Giuffre. And she, a victim of Jeffrey Epstein. And this is obviously a book that was published, but it was a memoir that she was working on. And she talks about what had happened to her. And it's a very sad. I have not read the book. I've only read some of the excerpts. But there's some really disturbing stuff coming out right now. And some names, even though may not be named in there, but other people on the internet are connecting the dots as to who she's talking about. The New York Post has a story and the headline, Virginia Giuffre beaten, raped by well-known prime minister in attack that broke Epstein's spell, according to her memoir. Again, in this book, and it's I don't know if it's been released yet or if it will shortly, but the excerpts are out. And in the book, they say prominent Jeffrey Epstein victim Virginia Roberts Giuffre was brutally bloodied, beaten and raped by a well-known prime minister in a series of savage encounters that finally helped the teenager break free from the sex trafficker's spell. And again, this I'm reading from The New York Post right now. In her memoir, Giuffre recalls begging Epstein to step in after the unnamed politician forced her to beg for her life. But the pedophile coldly told her it was simply a part of her job. That's horrible. After the attack, she says, I couldn't stay a fool. Having been treated so brutally and then seeing Epstein's callous reaction to how terrorized I felt, I had to accept that Epstein meted out praise merely as manipulation to keep me subservient. Epstein only cared about Epstein. She referred to the deranged man as the prime minister, saying she was afraid the brute would seek to hurt her if she printed his name. Again, I'm reading from the New York Post. In the past, however, she pointed to Israel's prime minister, Ehud Barak, in court filings as one of the many elites who had raped her, a claim that he has repeatedly denied. And she goes into details. Choked her until she lost consciousness, took pleasure in seeing me in fear for my life. He laughed when he hurt me. It's horrible. It's so disturbing.
By the way, the book you're referencing comes out tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, so. Right. So I'm sure this will become a bestseller.
Yeah.
Now, she also gets into detail about the three encounters she had with the former Prince Andrew. And just over, I think it was either Friday or this weekend, was it not on Friday, I think, where he had to officially give up any and all titles, which I thought he had already kind of stepped back from a lot.
We took it to another level.
Yes. Yeah. It's understood that, I think I heard that Prince William was very instrumental in wanting him to be completely disappeared from the royal titles. Because of what had happened here. Look, he settled with her for a monetary sum, and the details she went into in her book. She's dead now. She goes into detail about that as well. And others in this, and she names some very wealthy, one very wealthy man who I guess she had to, as we call it, service while his pregnant wife slept in another room. There are others who have outed who that person is. You're going to see more of the connections made. She talks about one Western governor as a client. Now, I don't think he's governor now, but, you know, former governor.
Right.
More details are going to come out and people are going to start, you know, connecting the dots here. But what is happening with Ghislaine Maxwell in prison is also incredibly disturbing because there are now a number of stories out that are talking about how they have clamped down very tightly at the prison that she's at, where she is not able. Like, usually they say when you're in a prison with people that are well known, a lot of times people that work there will chit chat with the, you know, prisoners because they are connected or they know. And we're talking like very connected people. And one of the mentions, this is a story out of the Daily Beast, and it's connected to a bunch of other stories. Prison running massive Ghislaine Maxwell cover up for Trump, according to an insider. They have instituted a unique system for keeping absolutely every detail about Maxwell a secret. She was moved to a cushier jail after an order came from Trump's former personal lawyer, Todd Blanche, now the number two at the Department of Justice. All of this is already stinky enough, right? But Sam Mengel, a former inmate turned prison consultant for high profile names like Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, said the Bureau of Prisons is now working overtime to keep every detail about Maxwell out of the news. Mengel, whose job is to work with high-profile inmates, said he had never seen a cover-up operation like this before. When they go into a prison, anybody of that type of stature or fame, inmates tend to be very curious. They want to live vicariously through them. Many of the staff become very deferential to them. They understand who they are and who their friends might be. In this case, with Ms. Maxwell, it's completely different. They were warned, the inmates and the staff warned prior to her coming in, under no circumstances are they to disclose anything that happens with her or to her or surrounding her during her time at the prison. So they're, you know, saying this is very odd. Everything has been very odd about what's going on there. Meanwhile, Mike Johnson was on one of the shows this weekend, asked about Epstein and the fact that he has yet to swear in this latest, you know, newly elected congressperson, a Democrat whose vote would force an Epstein, you know, vote.
Right.
And so here Mike Johnson goes on and he's talking, scrambling, to be honest with you, while he's on there, because they said, why is it taking so long? You could swear her in. It has nothing to do with a shutdown. You could swear her in at any time. And he tried to talk about a situation where Nancy Pelosi waited 25 days. And he was immediately corrected by the host to say she didn't wait 25 days. That newly elected person had chosen that date for a specific reason. It had nothing to do with delaying or whatever. And so then he tries to call it the Pelosi precedent and starts bringing up the host was correct in saying, how about the Johnson precedent? Because you've sworn in people much more quickly. So stop talking about, like, honestly, why are we talking about the previous one? You have your own precedent. You've been swearing people in. And all of a sudden now it's, well, we can't. So he's telling her to go to her office. She has no power right now So she can't even really do the work because she does not officially have the power. Now, they are going, they've, I think, filed a suit to say you are denying representation from the taxpayers in her district, which I think they'll have a very good case with. It doesn't have to be him swearing her in. From what I understand, they can swear her in another way as well. But really, I think this all comes down to they don't want to swear her in because it will press this Epstein release. And it just makes you wonder what the heck is in there. We're starting to hear about things in there that is so bad because there are people that are very powerful who are being protected as we speak. Very disturbing stuff.
This is America. This is where we're at. You say this stuff long enough, the Pelosi precedents, and it'll be repeated.
It's crazy. It's nonsense.
If you put people in quickly, put this person in and then figure it out.
Right.
God forbid, maybe you have to talk to
them. Well, you know what happens, because when that happens, you've got the extra vote, and that's the vote that they need. So
this is why a lot of people, myself included, completely lose faith in these systems, because it's just whoever's in power will do whatever they can do to kind of manipulate the situation. I don't care. Like, I know it seems like I'm both sides in it, but it's like it just seems like there's always games.
Mm. Well, always games. And to talk more about what's going on over in the UK, London's Metropolitan Police are confirming that they are actively looking into reports that the former Prince Andrew asked his protection officer to dig up dirt on Virginia Giuffre. So an email published on Sunday, and I'm looking at a Newsweek story, suggests that Andrew gave Giuffre's date of birth and social security number to an on-duty police officer for this Royal Protection Group in 2011. That was a day before publication in the press of the now infamous photo of Andrew with his arm around her waist. So supposedly, according to the Mail on Sunday, Andrew sent the message to Ed Perkins, Queen Elizabeth II's deputy press secretary, stating, "It would also seem she has a criminal record in the States. I have given her date of birth and social security number for investigation with," and there's like a blank, "and a personal protection officer." They said, Metropolitan Police, "We are aware of media reporting and actively looking into the claims made." So we don't know if the officer complied with the request. And Giuffre's family says she did not have a criminal record. She did die by suicide this past April. So very, the whole story just smells to high heaven, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing Prince Andrew still has is they could, this was a surprise to me a few minutes ago. I guess they could still call him Prince Andrew, but he's not the Duke of York anymore. He lost his official title. He's dwindling. It's like watching a leaf on fire, just disappearing.
Right.
Nothing. And he seems like a real scumbag, to be honest with you. Everything he says is just
this whole story. And there are so many people that are protected here and being protected actively. And that's the shame in this thing, is that anybody else you would want to go after. These are like some of the scummiest of the scum. And in this case, we have a president who looks to be possibly not only just moving her to a cushier prison, there may be some kind of effort to get her out, to a child sex trafficker, to have her released. You would never think about that ever happening if you had asked just how many years ago. And yet so many people on both sides of the political spectrum do not want that to happen. In fact, would like to know more about what's in those files. Making your dreams come true. You got married. You thought, we'll be together for the rest of our lives.
Most people think that. Some people do go to the altar questioning it.
Well, I hope not.
Anyway,
back to the story here.
Yes.
A Pew survey finds most divorced Americans try again. 2/3 will remarry, but widows are less likely to remarry. Let's get into this a little bit. So 2/3 of divorced adults in the U.S. will remarry, men only slightly more likely than women to do so. As we just mentioned, widows less likely to remarry compared to women who are divorced. And this is a new Pew report on how divorce continues to shape American family structures. When it comes to remarriage, for many, it brings financial benefits. Makes sense, right? You got two incomes in some cases, or in others, you might have someone who can watch the kids. You know, if you're single with kids and if they're not both working, then maybe someone's helping out by reducing costs in other ways. And they talked about median household net worth for remarried adults. You and I were talking off the air. I do know of, and I don't know what the percentages are. I hear say, you know, they're glad that they're not together. But it's interesting. I'm just saying I've heard from a number of people who go, yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that. I wished I didn't. I regret doing that.
Didn't think this all the way through because I think some people realize, I don't know if it's movies or just you unrealistic belief in who you are as a person. Guys especially think, oh, you know, find myself a younger. No, they don't have any interest in you. Things have changed a lot.
Well, social media is, again, this window that people, they look at it thinking that that is reality. And the truth of it is, I think that people make things much more exciting or put a shiny finish on something that's not quite as wonderful as you think it is. So I think the dating world out there for people is tough. Personally, I think a lot of us say what we would do. I've been married almost 30 years. You've been married a long time as well, right? And a lot of times I'll jokingly, if we're, you know, my husband and I are talking, I'll be like, I don't want to get married again. I would not get married again. And we're not talking divorce, but if something were to happen, you know, I often say I just like to hang out with my cat. I'd be like one of those crazy cat ladies.
Interesting.
But saying, not that I wouldn't want to have some companionship, but marriage is a whole other thing. But I think it all depends on where you are in your life. And certainly I, as a woman, would be concerned if I had younger kids ever bringing another man into a home just because I would be concerned. That's just me. But I think a lot of times what we think we do and what actually happens, you know, we don't know. You don't know until you're there. So if for those of you who did, you know, or did you regret the divorce? But in this one, most people, I think, want to find somebody and they will try again. And then how many times do you try? Then you have others who go, I've been on my third.
If we're all being realistic, when you first meet the person you're with, 5 years
prior to marriage.
So 35, mine's like 25. You know, there's that feeling you have at first and that fades. They say it won't, but it does, being realistic. And then you coexist and you love each other in different ways and you grow. But there's probably nothing that we can compare that first feeling of like, ooh, I'm into somebody.
Well, you know, the lust thing changes, but
hey, speak for yourself, not with me.
You should still be attracted to.
Absolutely. Them. I think there's a lot of things that change. And I think that people who say, I will never get married again, sometimes accidentally find that person that makes their heart flutter. And next thing you know, they do it. And their kids are like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Like most, I think most people want to be with somebody else. And look, we can all, it's not easy. Unfortunately for some people, I think, and you learn this as you get older, when you first run into trouble, if you run into trouble in the marriage, and having kids certainly adds a component to it that can create even more stress. There's a tendency for some people to cut and run as opposed to sticking it out. But they say people tend to approach a second marriage, according to this Pew survey. More clarity and foresight, especially when it comes to managing assets from previous relationships. And they do say second marriages have a higher divorce rate than first marriages. So got to keep that in mind as well. One thing that is really wild today that, you know, I'm starting to see because I have younger kids, not younger as in they're adults now, but in the dating world now, you really have to talk about debt. And that wasn't something that was a big issue when I was younger and dating. Like, now you have to talk about debt because some people, right. You're in a relationship with someone with $100,000 in college debt. That is something you have to take into consideration. That is wild.
I think if I can get myself out of the little debt I do have and my wife leaves me, all these things are horrible things. I hope I don't have my screen username, knowing this, will be debt-free JB.
There
and
you
it'll,
go.
It'll be, it'll roll off the tongue and everyone will be like, he's a catch.
We're talking college.
By the way, I still love my wife.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Eagles overtook the Vikings. Hurts had a spectacular outing. So did A.J. Brown. It was pretty great to watch. There are, as an Eagles fan, there are reports that Brandon Graham is considering unretiring to rejoin the Eagles. Now, former Eagle Brandon Graham is considering coming out, according to league sources telling ESPN. He played 15 seasons in Philadelphia, the longest tenured Eagles player in franchise history. And he's 37 years old. He returned from a torn triceps muscle to play in last season's Super Bowl and helped the Eagles win their second championship. He thought it would be the final game of his NFL career and retired last offseason. According to ESPN, he has missed the game and is pondering unretiring. He signed a one-year contract with the Eagles following their week one win over the Dallas Cowboys. Informed the team of his... I'm going back to Za'Darius Smith. He announced his retirement, if you didn't know that. Yeah. Signed a one-year contract with the Eagles following the win over the Cowboys, then informed the team of his decision to retire last week, marking a sudden departure for a productive player at a position in need. So that's why, after hearing that and his missing it, sources are saying
stars are aligned
that right? Brandon Graham may be ready to come on back. He holds the Eagles record for most regular seasons games played and the third in franchise history with 76.5 career sacks.
What's it like to have a team that's your favorite where players retire and you're like, I hope they come back. I don't even know what that's
so
like.
Funny. Meanwhile, that was the comeback of quite some time. I don't know what you want to call it, but it was a pretty crazy finish for the Denver Broncos. 33 points in the fourth quarter after being shut out before that. Oh, my gosh. And they were up against the New York Giants. It looked like a lot of people turned the game off. I happened to be flipping around and I saw it and I thought, I saw that interception and return where they were just 10 points away. I'm like, what is going on here? And I'm going, they can't do this. Can they do this? I know a lot of you thought the same thing. It was wild.
I think
a wild finish.
If it's your team, would you rather, if the end result is a loss, and you might say a loss is a loss, it doesn't matter. Would you rather get blown out start to finish or lose it all like that in the fourth quarter? I think I'd rather get blown out.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think it's just easier
for the Broncos. any team. What this does is any team, don't ever get comfortable. Not that you shouldn't with any team anyway, but when you have a team that can power an offense like that and the defense against Scataboo in the run for the Giants, just wild. There were 45 minutes of 0 points with the Broncos scoring 33 in the fourth quarter. It was pretty shocking. And then the Giants getting the touchdown at the very end with just like 40 seconds to go. And they were able to pull out that win. It was just, it was nuts. It was a wild game.
It goes beyond the stars are aligned in that fourth quarter for them. That just doesn't happen.
No.
I know a lot of Giants fans and I feel for them. Yeah. I'm very empathetic to the losers this week, I swear. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's look, just... I mean, the what's his name? Jackson Dart,
yeah.
He was having a great game. You know, it was a great game. It just, everything just seemed to fall up. And Bo Nix just turned it on and they were able to do it. And it's just, it was wild. It was wild. I was surprised to see, knowing how they've been playing, I thought Denver would be doing better. So I think that's why I kept tuning in, because I thought they got to get some points here at some point.
It's very rare to tune back into that game because, you know, that's strange.
Well, and it didn't hurt that the Dallas Commanders game, and it was sad to see the quarterback for the Commanders get hurt. But that game was also not even close. So it wasn't like I was kept, you know, at a different game at that point. I thought, check it out. So it was pretty wild, all of that. James Franklin was on game day, by the way, obviously. Would like to coach again, says he'd like to go somewhere else. People have been saying, would he go to Florida? Would even Florida want him?
Would he go to Florida? He shouldn't go to Florida. He's bald and it's humid. He'll just, all he'll be is just a dripping human with just dripping like sweat. That's all he'll
do. Right. Well, and look.
Not a good place for a bald guy.
But the fact that Florida fired their coach, they're also in the hunt for a coach.
Yeah.
I saw the list of teams. Is Florida a more desirable position for a coach than Penn State? I've seen people like, arguing over that. Some are saying that's the SEC, right? So they're like saying you're just talking about two whole different programs, but it's going to lead to other coaches who are renegotiating contracts to make some more money. That's for sure. Today is the deadline. If you have not registered to vote, it's your last day. If you want to have a say in the elections on November 4th. Again, last day to register to vote is what we're talking about, not for mail-in ballots. You have until October the 28th. I wouldn't put it off that late because you got to get the ballot and then you're going to be running around trying to get it in on time. But today is the last day for a register to vote. Meanwhile, a disturbing story out of Edwardsville. I'm looking at the 2822 news website. The district attorney in Luzerne County confirms with them one person is dead, another injured when two people were shot this weekend. This happened on Main Street on Sunday afternoon. Now, the shooter's current whereabouts, according to police, still unknown. That's very concerning. So that search continues, but two people were shot Sunday. Of the two shot, the DA says one person did pass away. So sad story.
Sad stuff.
Yeah, we'll continue to keep an eye on that story as well.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. We've talked about this a couple times, and it seems like there's like waves where it's good and it's bad. You started off noticing when you went to Dunkin' this morning, the app wasn't working.
Right.
I just tried to log into something to our company, and it may or may not be working now. But there's more updates. This Amazon Web Services service went down earlier, and they're still saying, I guess, Reddit came back, but Snapchat, Venmo, Ring, Pokemon Go still down, and they're working on this. It is crazy. Depending on the site you go on, it looks like it's a little, you know, here's one, Independence, a Snapchat, Reddit, and Banks. Banks just gets buried in there. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, yes.
Yeah.
And like we said, Venmo, I think you might have mentioned that. Yeah. I had the Dunkin' app down. McDonald's was down. Zoom had been down. They may be back now. Hulu was down. I know my husband said it is working because I asked him about that. But it's the Amazon Web Services, which handles a whole heck of a lot of, you know, the technical stuff for these sites. And so when that has a problem, which it did early this morning, Imagine if this had happened in the middle of the day.
Oh, it'd be businesses would have to shut for.
It's crazy.
It would.
Now, you know, you could, at least this morning, I could still go to the place and order. I just could not order ahead. And you would just get this where it couldn't connect. It couldn't connect.
While they are trying to update this and sites are coming back online, Amazon Web Services released a little update just basically saying there's a backlog of issues they're working through. So this is not anywhere near fixed, but they're trying to figure it out. So if you go to a site, it just hangs out and you're like, I can't do this. Could be related to this. And let's just all, then we all have to start planning. How would we live our life if this was the reality? I don't know what the answer is.
Right. Carry cash with you too. All right. Health news. This is pretty big news. And I'm looking at it from Forbes. The story headline, blood test detects dozens of cancers early. If this is able to pass the muster and get through, this would be amazing. A new blood test capable of detecting more than 50 types of cancer has delivered highly promising results in one of the largest interventional screening trials to date. It's called the Pathfinder 2 study of the Galeri Multi-Cancer Early Detection, that's MCED test, showed a more than sevenfold increase in cancer detection rates when added to standard recommended screenings. And they say these results were presented to the European Society for Medical Oncology Congress of 2025. Half of the cancers detected were in early stage 1 or 2, where they are most treatable. Approximately 3/4 of the cancers detected have no existing standard screening program. We're talking about pancreatic, liver, ovarian, and stomach cancers. That would be phenomenal.
In many cases, you get that diagnosis and time is not on your side.
Right.
It's too late.
Right. So they say they are now, the National Health Service out in the UK is doing a trial with these Galeri tests in one of the world's most ambitious screening studies. More than 140,000 participants are enrolled and top line results expected next year. If the data replicate U.S. findings, the NHS plans to expand the test to an additional 1 million people. And that would usher in the first national MCED screening program in the world. Amazing stuff. So cancer screening saves lives, but current programs cover only a handful of cancer types. And they say about 70% of cancer deaths come from cancers with no standard screening. A single blood test that can detect these multiple cancers early could shift the entire landscape of oncology, with profound implications on mortality, cost, and health equity. So just amazing stuff.
Skipping through, so you mentioned the AI aspect of it.
I didn't really get into that.
The AI aspect, I guess they're using AI to find changes in your DNA that only seem to occur in patterns with people who have early stages of cancer. And the other thing that popped into my mind, which was, I hope this does work after the people who felt like this could be it with that. Remember Elizabeth Holmes, that story?
Oh, that whole crazy
Theranos story where she's in jail because they said they had a blood test that did this.
They made promises for things that weren't true, yes.
No, and I think she's still in jail. So it would be a huge step forward if that's the case.
It would be.
Fingers crossed, right?
It would be great for the world.
If early detection became standard for some of these ones that are just killers, this could be game-changing.
It really could. So some good news there on the health front.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Before we play our little game, I just want to mention one time I had it here. I had a food news story for you.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
Oh, here it is. Cup of noodles. Oh,
thank you.
Good job, EJ. Cup of noodles introducing two new limited edition ramen flavors inspired by Thanksgiving. There's turkey dinner
and stuffing
and pumpkin pie.
Close enough.
The turkey dinner ramen features turkey broth with herbs, corn, cranberries, green beans, and noodles. That sounds really good.
It's perfect for
it?
The saddest Thanksgiving ever.
The pumpkin pie version blends pumpkin flavor with brown sugar and pie spices, offering a dessert style noodle option. I think that sounds awesome. And for all you college students out there, your ramen noodles will have a whole new twist for the holiday.
They have done that before, and I have some of these. They're probably still good in my cabinet. Cup of noodles, campfire s'mores.
Ooh.
And I thought my kids would want to try them, and they were like, gross, and then we never touched them. So I don't know how pumpkin pie.
You didn't
pies,
even try it?
I didn't. I had no interest. My kids even were like, ugh.
Also, Coca-Cola launching a new cherry float flavor, but it's not coming until February. So there will be a regular and zero sugar version. It follows their orange cream cola. It was called the CSP Best New Product in 2025. So Cherry Float would be Coke's caramel base with creamy vanilla and a tart cherry finish. So we'll see how
I like cherry Coke. And I felt like I was the only person who liked that orange Coke. I liked that a lot to the point where I had to like walk away.
It got the best.
I'm surprised. I thought that would be the grossest thing ever. And I loved it.
People loved it. Yeah. All right. Before we get to the game, I just want to mention a few things that happened on this date. In 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase.
Cha-ching.
Also, sad day in history, rock history. 1977, three members of the rock group Leonard Skinner killed in the crash of a chartered plane near Macomb, Mississippi. And another tragedy on this day, 1982, the world's worst soccer tragedy occurred in Moscow. 340 fans were crushed to death in an open staircase, all because of this match between Soviet and Dutch players. Just really horrible. All right.
Something happier, maybe?
Yeah, like it's not. Oh, let me see. Was there anything happy that happened on this date? I can tell you about a song that was Steve Miller Band releases The Joker. You like that song.
Because
we played it. Crocodile Rock by Elton John was released.
That's probably the first song I ever loved.
Yeah.
First grade, I had an after-school program. They had a record player, and I played that on 45 all the time on the Fisher-Price record player.
It's a very upbeat kind of... All right, it is 8:57 at WILK. We play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right. On this October the 20th, these are the celebrities, if you have a birthday today, that you share your birthday with. Jason is going to guess the age. Has to be within 2 years.
I'm the wizard of birthday guessing.
Yes.
Age guessing. No, I'm not. All right, what do we got?
Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, my God. Lord of the Rings.
Actor, Lord of the Rings trilogy and others.
I haven't seen him since then. That's like 20 years ago. He's probably 68 now.
He is 67.
Is he really? I could have got. Okay. I'm so proud of myself for that one. It rarely happens.
Keith Hernandez, Hall of Fame baseball first baseman, also guest star on Seinfeld in that one episode.
I could be wrong. Did he get suspended for snorting one of the baselines? It's a cocaine joke because he got busted back in the day. Keith Hernandez, probably 75.
72.
Oh, just so close.
John Krasinski from The Office.
Johnny K, as no one calls him. He's a little younger than I am, probably 10 years younger. I'm going to say he is 40. I don't know. He's probably 45.
He's 46.
Okay.
You're doing pretty good there.
Gotta have a
ding,
gift.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you.
Political commentator and author Michelle Malkin. Has a birthday today.
I haven't heard her name in a bit.
No, I haven't either.
I'm going to say she's probably 50.
She's 55.
Oh, okay.
Snoop Dogg has a birthday today.
Snoop Dogg, he's a grandfather. He's been around. Okay, so he's got to be 62.
He's 54.
Whoa.
I was surprised. I thought he was older than
that. He's both aged well and poorly. I don't know how that's even possible, but it makes sense.
And Kamala Harris, former vice president, has a birthday today. How old is she?
58.
61. So just close. Missed it, yeah. If it's your birthday today on this October the 20th, happy birthday. Hope you had a good one if you had it over the weekend, too. Anniversaries. Happy anniversary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.